Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. The 1.6 million students currently studying from preschool to pre-university educational centers in Cuba and its 250,000 teachers suffer effects of the U.S. blockade on the island every day in their classrooms. This was denounced at a press conference in the Cuban capital by Grisel Moya, Director of Communication of the Ministry of Education, who recalled that in the last 3 years, the effects of this policy have become even more harmful. The spokeswoman for the Ministry of Education said that with 24% of its annual budget allocated to education, Cuba is recognized worldwide as one of the countries that dedicates the most resources to the training of new generations. The limitations caused by a policy aimed at promoting the destruction of the social model chosen by the majority of Cubans compels our people to generate initiatives, grow in skills and abilities, putting into practice the creative resistance proposed by President Miguel Díaz-Canel. Scientific breakthroughs in the field of health and international cooperation were highlighted during the 16th National Meeting of Solidarity with Cuba and Spain, held in Puerto de Segundo, 25 kilometers from Valencia, Spain. In a discussion panel with Spanish member of the European Parliament, Manu Pineda, the first vice president of the Cuban Institute of Friendship with the Peoples, Noemí Rabassa, and deputy and historian Elia Ramirez, researcher at the Cuban Center for Molecular Immunology, said that the scientific consecration in Cuba is remarkable. We have no time to lose, and we reiterate at every moment the possibility of opening spaces in the face of the U.S. blockade, such as the agreement with an institution in Buffalo, New York, related to the Cuban vaccine against a specific type of lung cancer, she commented. The Center for Molecular Immunology and the Roswell Park Cancer Research Center in Buffalo joined some years ago to facilitate access to equipment and reagents in order to promote the development of the drug. The creation of the only biotech joint venture Innovative Immunotherapy Alliance with the aim of inserting the drug into U.S. society is a step forward, although not without its difficulties, said Sanchez. The member of the Valencian Association of Friendship with Cuba, Jose Marti, parliamentarian Manu Pineda, took the opportunity to announce an event in Brussels on November 16 to celebrate solidarity with Cuba, reject Washington's economic war on the island, and promote cooperation at the continental level at the seat of the European Parliament among representatives of Cuba-friendly groups in the region. Cuba received 1,396,921 travelers from January to August 2022, which represents a 556.1% year-on-year increase, the National Statistics and Information Office reported. According to the Information Office, Cuba received 1,145,743 more travelers than in the same period in 2021, understanding as such any person who travels between two or more different countries. Of the total number, 971,456 were international visitors, who accounted for 807,732 more than in the period between January and August in 2020. The figures show a gradual recovery of the tourism sector in Cuba after the collapse of visitors in 2021, when the country received 573,944 international travelers, that is 60% fewer than the previous year. The Venezuela-Cuba movement of solidarity and mutual friendship demanded the United States government to remove the island from its list of countries that sponsor terrorism. The movement denounced in a communique sent to Prensa Latina that the decision to include once again that nation in the terror list becomes an unjust and inconsiderate action when the reality is that Havana offered its territory to bring peace. The Solidarity Group affirmed that Cuba has been one of the champions of peace and mentioned what happened with Colombia when Cuba became the perfect scenario to initiate the peace process requested by then-Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos. The communique stated that the Venezuela-Cuba movement of solidarity and mutual friendship thus joins more than 300 faith-based organizations, churches, and believers from 23 countries worldwide requesting Havana's removal from the list. The 4th International Health Convention opened its doors this Monday in Cuba with the presence of some 2,000 participants from 63 nations who will exchange experiences in the field of science and technology and establish commercial links. This conclave includes the 15th Health for All Trade Fair and the first International Fair of Medical Tourism and Well-being. Of total of 33 events planned, with the presence of official delegations, including ministers of public health and deputy ministers, foreign organizations, personalities, companies, and tour operators. There will be visits to healthcare and scientific centers, congresses, symposiums, and bilateral programs, and 5 books will also be presented that refer, among other topics, to the role of the Pan American Health Organization, an entity that celebrates its 120th anniversary. Although the convention will conclude on October 21st until the 30th, the experts will be able to continue participating virtually. The organizers clarified who specified that the venues will be the convention center and the PubExpo fairgrounds in the capital. Regarding the 15th Health for All Trade Fair, they explained that it will generate contracts, letters of intent, memorandums, and agreements. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio. Looking forward to meeting again next Monday.